Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside boys and basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off, actually just one game this week, believe it or not. Talk about the game versus Holton here, 57-37, didn't quite go your favor. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't, you know, we knew it was a tough team. I mean, they've got three, I mean, the leading scorer in the Big Seven. We kind of slowed him down a little bit, tightened the tire, and he had a pretty good game against us, knocked down some three-pointers early when kind of our defensive emphasis was to kind of try to help off some other guys and kind of push him to the basket and don't allow him to shoot a bunch of threes, and he was still able to get knocked down at least, you know, three, maybe in the first quarter, at least the first half, and really had a hard time slowing him down. And, you know, we had some younger kids fighting in the paint with Kobe Black, and he was able to, you know, get the ball and score on us inside. And then in the end, every time we used to try to penetrate into the lane or try to get something going our favor, it just seemed like Matthew Lear just got his, you know, tip, you know, knocked the ball out here and there. And it looked like, you know, probably from someone watching the game, we just kept losing the ball left and right every time we penetrated. But really it was, you know, his defensive presence, and there he's a really elite defender, and it's hard to get around him and hard to penetrate when you do. He seems to get his hands on a lot of balls, and we just couldn't come up with them. So.
Yeah, they certainly do have a lot of athletes, and trying to get past that one now, trying to finish the year strong. A couple games left on the schedule, a couple of tough games. First, you guys go to Perry Lecompton coming up this Friday. How do you like your matchup against the Colts?
Holton kind of manned us up and made it really hard for us to get anything going on offense. I do, Perry plays a little bit more of a 1-3-1 zone look a lot, so it is going to be nice to maybe see something a little different than man-to-man defense coming Friday. But once again, it's like Holton has a really good scorer or two really good players. Perry has the exact same really high-level athletes, really good scores on their team, too. So Perry, it's going to be a tough road game. We're going to have to play really well just to stay competitive in the game. And hopefully Tuesday we come home and have senior night against the Nemaha Central team. That's a really good team, but not exactly the top of the Big Seven this year. So I just like that. I hope we're just playing good basketball, continue to try to move in the right direction and have good practices. That way we can be ready to roll when it comes to the same time.
Yeah, talking about Substate, have you taken a look at the standings and how things are shaping out, looking at potential matchups yet, or are you just kind of waiting until the end of the season for that?
Yeah, and, you know, we probably just kind of waited out a little bit. I think Horton's playing, sitting in the 2 seed, and we had played them earlier in the year. I don't really know the rest of any teams. I know Pleasant Ridge has a game where they're probably, you know, 50-50 that they can win and jump us in the standings. And so in the end, we might end up with the same record as a couple of the NEK teams. And so I don't really know who we'll match up with, but I do think our kids will be excited to play. I think they do think that they can be successful in the sub-state. And, you know, I kind of believe in these guys that they do the right things and can be, you know, hopefully be very competitive for beating anybody in our sub-state. So just kind of looking forward to the end of the season here. I hate saying this, but I kind of wish sub-state was already here and we're locked in, ready to go.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's that time of year already. But, Coach, it's been such a great time talking to you today. Get to do it one more time next week, and then it'll be sub-state time. So thanks again. I really appreciate it, and talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, and it's been brought to you today by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.